Good morning. Welcome to the morning devotion for July 8, 2010. I'm Martin Drummond. I'm talking with you today about the topic, From Hunter to Hunted. One week he's the hunter. The next week he's the hunted. You know, it's not an easy thing to lay down the spear, particularly when there's a good chance that the person picking it up might try to use it against you. But that's just what happened when a Christian persecuting man named Saul saw the light and joined the ranks of the redeemed. Saul, who later became known as Paul, was transformed by God from being a rampaging destroyer of Christians into being Jewish enemy number one. Thousands of Jews wanted him dead, including many who had once cheered Paul's efforts to see Christians dead. In a way, it must have been hard for these Christian-hating Jews to deal with Paul. After all, he was such a good theological thug, arresting many Christians and seeing to it that some of them were executed. But then he went Jesus on them. The nerve of the guy. You know the phrase, hell hath no fury like a first century Christian-hating Jew scorned. Well, okay, so you know the phrase that's similar to that. Just trying to make a point here, you know. The book of Acts is filled with stories of attacks on Paul by mobs who were typically stirred up by jealous, Christian-hating Jewish leaders. These were tough times for Paul. You see, he was doing what was right, and yet he was suffering at the hands of people doing wrong. Oh, by the way, many thousands of people became Christians through the many churches Paul planted during this season of harassment. Was Paul ever tempted to walk away from his faith and into a less stressed life? Well, I'm sure he was tempted all the time, but he always saw the trap. And that's why he always chose to stand in front of the spear rather than behind it. From hunter to hunted, from hassler to hasslee, it was true of Paul in his corners of the world. Is it true in your corner of the world? Is it true in mine? Do you or I face any peer harassment because we've turned to Jesus? Say, hassles from old drinking buddies, from the girlfriends at Gossip A Go-Go, from semi-religious Jesus-in-the-box relatives who think you're some faith fanatic trying to guilt them into doing more for God. Listen, you might used to be one of them, but now you're one of those. Wear the hassles proudly, dear friend. They are crests of your commitment and a pleasing aroma to God, the Father of your faith. Make sure, though, that the hassles are related to devoted living, not dumb choices. As always, I love you, Martin.